Adam, when he rebelled against God, rebellion against the word of God caused all of us to be born in sin, shaped in iniquity. You can't tell me that rebellion is not strong. If rebellion could shape the whole world that God created, that God had to come up with a plan that says, I got to get my people back to me because they cannot do it on their own. Tell your neighbor, say, rebellion is powerful. It's powerful. We are crucified to the world. Now, see, now that's a bold statement. Crucified to the world. See, first of all, we got to understand that Satan is the god of the world system. And everything that is in it, in the world system, speaks of rebellion. Everything in the world system that Satan is controlling speaks of rebellion. Everything that that the Christian has stood for, the world system now is pulling it down, establishing its own order. And we are sitting around sleeping giants and allowing everything to happen. There is more locked up in you. You got all this power because you say, well, one man can't make a difference. I beg to differ. One man and God, and that's enough. Elisha was one man. He stand against King Ahab and declared that it was not going to rain for 3.5 years until he said so. What are you saying? Elijah was concerned about the rebellion that was going on. And he stood up and made a statement to the king who had power to cut his neck off. We are not suffering unto death, and we are not standing. We are allowing rebellion to continue to operate in our life. You see, it's very easy for the spirit of the world to play a major portion in our life. Oh yeah, it's very easy for it to happen. As a matter of fact, the spirit of the world is very familiar to us. Don't sit there like you all deep. You know the spirit of the world. You know what you came out of. Well, some of us know what we came out of. Some of us still in there. I ain't foolish to know that everybody in here done came out of the world now. We got to understand that this spirit of the world is very easy to slip right back into and to conform to. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 2, watch what it says. In which you once walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. The Message Bible puts it this way. It says, it wasn't long ago that you were mired in that old stagnant life of sin. You let the world, which does not know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. You fill your lungs with polluted belief, and then you exhale disobedience. We all did it. All of us. Doing what we felt like doing, when we felt like doing it. All of us was in the same boat. It's a wonder that God did not lose his temper and do away with the whole lot of us. Instead, immersed in mercy and with an incredible love, he embraced us. He took our sin-dead life and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up and sent us down in the highest heaven in company with Jesus the Messiah. The spirit of disobedience was at work in all of us. And disobedience is rebellion. Anytime We are under the influence of the prince of the power of the air. We are under the influence of a spirit of rebellion. Don't think that you done got saved and you're free. The devil always trying to regain ground. Every single day of our life, we have to deal with words. We have to deal with attitudes. We have to deal with actions that are traits of a rebellious spirit. We can sit back and think about it and think about how God has already did this and he's done that, but we got to work this thing out. He says, work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling. Watch this. Galatians 6 and 14, it says, but God forbid it should that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. We got to set our hearts to be crucified from the world and from the spirit of rebellion. Do you know that God has called you somewhere? He's called you heavenly. Heavenward. He called you heavenward. And we got to set our affections on things that are above and not the things that are beneath, the things that are in the world. We got to understand that our life is hidden with Christ. It's hidden with Christ. And you know what the great thing, Pastor, is that when Christ appears, we shall appear with him also. And we're going to be just like him. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm going to be just like him. I'm almost finished. Luke 14, verse 25 and 28. Watch this. I want to show you how deep it is for rebellion. It says, now great multitudes went with Jesus. And he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intend to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it?